no speaker. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The first day of the 118th Congress began and ended without a leader, as members of the House could not agree on who should have the top job.
After three rounds of voting, Kevin McCarthy is actually losing ground. During rounds one and two, 19 hardline conservatives voted against him. But in round three, Florida GOP Congressman-elect Byron Donalds also voted against McCarthy. All 20 of those GOP opposition votes went to Ohio Congressman-elect Jim Jordan, who says he does not want to be Speaker of the House. Those voting against Kevin McCarthy are pushing for concessions like specific committee assignments and increased funding to investigate government corruption. Kevin McCarthy says he is in it for the long haul. And by the way, the record long haul happened back in 1856 when it took 133 ballots over 2 months to elect a Speaker of the House.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Over in the Senate, it was business as usual.
The greatest honor of my career is representing the Commonwealth of Kentucky in this chamber and fighting for my fellow Kentuckians.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Democrats held on to control of the Senate in the midterm elections. The man accused of shooting at passengers on a New York City subway last April pleads guilty.
Frank James' actions wounded 10 people. He set off smoke bombs on the train before firing random shots, then disappeared into the panicked crowd. NYPD officers searched the city for nearly 30 hours before he was apprehended. James is pleading guilty to 10 counts of committing a terror act against mass transit, one for each victim, and an 11th count of firing a gun during a violent crime.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. James faces up to life in prison on each of the 11 counts. A transgender Missouri inmate has been put to death for a fatal stabbing. Amber McLaughlin was convicted of stalking and killing her former girlfriend in 2003. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New York prosecutors say the teen who they say stabbed two police officers near Times Square on New Year's Eve could face terrorism charges.
19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine, traveled by Amtrak to New York City to attack police officers, say investigators. Allegedly took a machete, shouted Allahu Akbar, and slashed three officers before he was shot. A few blocks from where thousands were gathering for the Times Square New Year's Eve celebrations. The officers are out of the hospital, but Bickford, shot in the shoulder, remains there under arrest for attempted murder and assault. The family home was searched by investigators over the weekend, and his mother and aunt reportedly became so concerned about his jihadist extremism that they contacted the feds, and the teen was put on the FBI terrorism watch list. He's expected to soon be arraigned. In New York, Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Microsoft has its first labor union. A group of video game testers from ZeniMax Studios has become part of the Communications Workers of America. The effort to unionize built up speed due to Microsoft's ongoing bid to buy Activision Blizzard. Microsoft made a June pact with the CWA to stay neutral if workers sought to form a union. A personal finance website reveals its list of 2023's best and worst cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions.
WalletHub comparing some of the most popular and most commonly broken New Year's resolutions, ranking 180 U.S. cities based on their conduciveness to self-improvement. Seattle tops the personal finance website's list as the best city to keep resolutions, followed by San Francisco, Scottsdale, Salt Lake City, and Overland Park, Kansas. Newark, New Jersey, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Gulfport, Mississippi among the site's toughest places to keep them. The study based on 57 metrics, including exercise opportunities, family ties, and income growth. According to a WalletHub survey, one in three Americans plan to make finance-themed resolutions this year.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.